This is KVPR.
I'm David Alse. Welcome to Young Artist Spotlight. Young Artist Spotlight is made possible by the generous support of the Bonner Family Foundation. This year, Young Artist Spotlight goes to the Concert Hall, with a season featuring recorded performances from the Central Valley's top student ensembles. Our featured ensemble tonight is the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra, and we'll get to hear two outstanding young soloists. We'll be listening to selections from their concert held November 17, 2024, at the Duray Theater on the campus of California State University, Bakersfield. We'll open with work of Norwegian composer and pianist Edvard Grieg, his piano concerto in A minor. Completed in 1868, when Grieg was only 24 years old, Piano Concerto remains one of Grieg's most popular works and among the most popular in the piano concerto repertoire. This work is often compared to the piano concerto of Robert Schumann. It's in the same key, the opening descending flourish on the piano is similar, and the overall style is considered to be closer to Schumann than to any other single composer. Incidentally, both composers wrote only one concerto for piano. Grieg had heard Schumann's concerto played by Clara Schumann in Leipzig in 1858 and was greatly influenced by Schumann's style generally, having been taught the piano by Schumann's friend Ernst Ferdinand Wenzel. Our featured soloist for this work is pianist Sarah Chiani. Let's listen now as she joins the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra for the first movement of Edvard Grieg's Piano Concerto in A minor.
Thank you.
From a concert recorded November 17, 2024, that was the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra, led by Leo Sakamoto, with soloist Sarah Chiani performing the first movement of Edvard Grieg's Piano Concerto in A minor. You're listening to Young Artist Spotlight on KVPR. For our other selection tonight, we turn to Max Bruch, the German romantic composer, violinist, teacher, and conductor. Bruch wrote more than 200 works, including three violin concertos. He completed his first violin concerto in 1866, having its debut in April of that year. Bruch then reworked the concerto and premiered the revised version in 1868, the same year as the Grieg concerto we just heard. Violin Concerto in G minor remains Bruch's most famous work and is one of the most popular pieces in his solo repertoire. Featured violinist Benjamin Rowe now joins Leo Sakamoto and the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra in a performance of the third movement of Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1.
Thank you.
That was featured violinist Benjamin Rowe with the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra, led by Leo Sakamoto, in the third movement of Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor, from a concert recorded November 17, 2024, at the Doré Theater on the campus of California State University, Bakersfield. And that concludes this episode of Young Artist Spotlight. Thanks to music director Leo Sakamoto, soloists Sarah Chiani and Benjamin Rowe, and all the musicians of the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra for sharing their outstanding musicianship and artistry. Young Artist Spotlight is made possible by the generous support of the Bonner Family Foundation. Next Saturday at 9 p.m., KVPR will broadcast the most recent concert of the Fresno Philharmonic. Young Artist Spotlight will resume on Saturday, April 26th, with California State University Bakersfield's Concert Band. For KVPR, I'm David Alves.